Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I'm disgusted. Like, I don't even want to hear this Frank remix in my intro.
Another quick one tonight, KM to 2 AM. I don't even have the time to talk about the mope around, crybaby, make excuses, let last night's game beat them New York Yankees. What a pathetic bunch. I have no problem calling them an unserious group. 888-808-1019. I'm sure we're going to get to it because when I'm on, Yankee fans want to call in and talk about the Yankees on The Fan. We can do that, but you know what? I didn't do enough of last night. You know who deserves this little, I don't know, hour and 40 minutes that I have on The Fan? The Make It Happen Mets. Yes, the New York Mets, who I troll, who I make fun of, who I laugh at, but you know what? Give credit where credit is due. Right now, they're having a lot more fun than you, Yankee fans. They're having a lot more fun watching a team win 7 in a row. They're having a lot more fun as Francisco Lindor keeps adding on, up 15-game hitting streak, keeps adding on to the conversation about him being an MVP, and it's legit. Miss me with the Ohtani stuff. He's not pitching. I don't care about him stealing bases. Lindor has carried this team. I love what Jesse Winker said after the game, and he's a great dad too. He's a superhuman. He's on baseball God mode. And, I mean, Jesse Winker, he's been here a month. The guy has fit in seamlessly. Early in that game tonight, I knew the game was over right away. The Dead Sox were trying to give him the game. Chanting, Yankees suck in there. Corny-ass Boston fans. And I get it, Mets fans, Red Sox fans, that's what y'all like to do. Rent-free. But the Mets sweep the Red Sox. Have the Yankees swept the Red Sox? No. More recently, they've been swept by the Red Sox. 877-337-66. No, it's not the number anymore. 888-808-1019 if you want to talk to me on the Fan. Can't even enjoy baseball. I cannot wait. Good morning, good morning. Football starts tonight. I cannot wait to not waste my time, my eyes, my energy, my effort watching these stupid Yankee games. It's a foregone conclusion, man. Watch the Met games. Oh, my God. Watch how much fun they're having. They did what I said they needed to do. I don't know how many Mets fans I talked to on Twitter or Mets fans that called in that said, what do they need to do, Keith? I'm like, it's obvious what they need to do. They need to rip off a win streak. You guys hear me talk about the Yankees when they would have a W4, W5, can't really do too much more than that. I mean, the Yankees now win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. They can't win back-to-back games. They actually lose 3 series in a row, 10 rubber matches in a row. Don't tell me that this team is just magically going to figure it out. The Mets might, though. The Mets are starting to give you that you-got-to-believe feeling. The Mets are starting to give you that, oh, wait, this is different. This is how it's supposed to feel when you're trending in the right direction. When your manager is in the conversation for manager of the year. When your president of baseball operations isn't ducking any smoke. He's popping out to say, hi, this is not a fluke. This is where we thought we'd be. Genius. Smarter than we thought. When the pitching is better than we thought. Sean Manaea, what a great signing. I just read that he's going to opt out. Whatever, you should try and keep him. Severino, you should try and keep him. David Peterson, you're definitely keeping him. I mean, what about the Mets bullpen? Talk about a bullpen makeover, a reworked bullpen for the Make It Happen Mets. That's what you needed. That was your weakness. The weakness was addressed. How does it feel to have somebody in charge that can identify a weakness and go to the trade deadline and acquire guys to fix it? It's got to feel good to have somebody that's accountable, somebody that's making the right moves. I was even reading an article earlier about the moves they made last year. I said it would be a Billy Epler thank me later. No, thanks Steve Cohen. Because Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, getting them up out of here. Brilliant. The future is bright in Queens. I remember getting on the Fan saying, this is the end of the LOL Mets. And it's hard to shake that. It's been the LOL Mets. Only the Mets can out-Mets the Mets for so long. It's hard to shake that off. And obviously they had moments through this year, but they've overcome them every time. Last night I was talking about 9 lives. These Mets have 9 lives. They never say die, and they're not dying right now. They're winning games. They're controlling what they can control. You have to, if you're a Mets fan, how can you be down on this team? How could you even be possibly thinking about not wanting to see this team get to the postseason? They should have taken 3 out of 4 from the Padres. They were this close. Learn from it. They should have swept the Diamondbacks. They were this close. Learn from it. Like, they have. And they're better for it. And you know what I love? Accountability. If you're not playing well, you're not producing, you got to go. Take a seat. Hit the IL. Hit the road. DFA. Goodbye. Send you down. Somebody else is going to come in and do the job. They play so many different guys that contribute. They play so many guys that can get it done. They don't rely on one guy, but they do have one guy that's obviously the captain of the ship in Francisco Lindor, your leadoff hitter, your shortstop, your National League MVP, but they're going to give it to Shohei, the unicorn that's not pitching this year, that bet on baseball this year, that joined the Warriors this year. Man, put some respect on Francisco Lindor, Carlos Mendoza, David Stearns, Steve Cohen, and the New York Mets. Because as Yankee fans, we are miserable right now. I talked last night about first place probs, first world probs versus third place probs or third wild card, third world probs. Whose problems would you rather have? There's a saying that if everybody threw their problems into a circle, you'd pick up yours because you wouldn't want everybody else's. I think I'd rather have the problem that the Mets are having. I'd rather have that problem. I'd rather have the problem that every night is going to just be a night where you're fighting for your lives. But the expectations aren't for you to win the World Series. But you could get hot and go on a magic carpet ride to the World Series, because any wild card team can. In this Manfred League baseball, any wild card team can get hot and get it done. Who's to say it can't be these Mets? 888-808-1019. I don't understand how people think there's that much time. There's not. Football's starting, yo. That's it. People are going to start turning their attention to football and winning baseball. If you're losing, if you're going through the motions, if you're half-assing it and you're jogging halfway to first base, if you can't find the ball in the outfield, you're lollygagging to the ball in the outfield, if you're throwing beach balls and meatballs over the plate and the team's hitting it and you're giving up runs and your bullpen sucks, people are going to be disinterested. People much rather watch any Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football game in the NFL. And when I look at this Yankees team versus this Mets team right now, let's say the Mets do come up short. I don't think they are. I think they're rolling right now. I think they have team chemistry. You could see that from the picture day, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, how these guys are playing right now on this homestand. They have an off day to relax, to get with their families. They have an off day to decompress a little bit here. I just look at the Mets like, you got the Reds coming up next. You handle business. You swept the White Sox. You swept the Red Sox. You know in your heart of hearts you could have swept the Diamondbacks. You could have taken 3 out of 4 from the Padres. You were able to walk off 2 games to take the series from the Orioles, who, by the way, lost to the Chicago White Sox tonight. We'll get to it. I'm just so disappointed with the New York Yankees that here we are, the first week of September after Labor Day, looking at this almighty Yankees team with Aaron Judge. Soon as we want to say Aaron Judge is the greatest of all time, having the greatest season we've seen. Too much praise. Got to cool off. He's human. He's allowed to come back down to earth. Remember April? Juan Soto broke out of it a little bit today. $600 million player. Struggling in the outfield. Him and Judge. Judge let that ball drop in center field. Now folks are saying Judge is tired. He needs a break. He needs a rest. Verdugo is tired. Aaron Boone talking about, yeah, he's pretty beat up. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn about Verdugo being beat up. I cannot watch him loaf to first base anymore. Not when Jason Dominguez is down there hitting home runs. Not when Jason Dominguez is trying to come up and help this team. A young player that wants to be here, that wants to fight, that has been in the organization since he was 16, 17. Not a guy from Boston, from LA, from Arizona, wherever the hell he's from, that's been here for 6, 7 months. Now Verdugo's got carte blanche. Verdugo's job is safe. He can just ground out to second base, lead the league and ground out to second base, and just la-di-da-di-da, trot down to first base and the manager take up for him. The Yankees let Clay Holmes blow it 2 nights ago, and then they let that carry over into today. They could have won the series, but they stuck on stupid. They could have won the series and stopped the bleeding. They could have won the series, been in first place. Like, it's just dumb. It is so stupid to just go through the motions. They're an unserious group with so many things that they do. I don't even want to say my catchphrases because it's not shtick, but I guess it's my shtick. Piss on my head and tell me it's raining again and again and again and again. Boone says he's got no problem with how hard Verdugo's playing the game. He wishes it would look a little different. Sit his ass on the bench. Send Verdugo down. Call Dominguez up tomorrow. Because you know what? The Chicago Cubs, right? Because you got a little homecoming. You already know. Stroman, former Chicago Cub. Scott Efros. Mark Leiter Jr. DFA his ass. Oh, and Anthony Rizzo won a World Series with the Cubs. They can't wait for him to come back. You know it's going to be all the Second City, New York, Chicago, a bunch of people flying out there. I'm glad I didn't book that trip. I literally was in Atlanta with my homie Mike, who's a big Cubs fan, works for the Cubs, and was saying, yo, make the trip. Hell no, I'm glad I didn't. I went in 2017 when the Yankees swept them. I don't want to go there now. The Cubs just threw a combined no-hitter. At least we dodged Shota Imanaga. But the Cubs just won 12-0. A combined no-hitter. They're fighting for their postseason lives. And you think the Yankees are going to waltz in there now with the manager telling you, yeah, there's a lot of people rooting for us to lose. It's us against the world. No, Aaron Boone. You are the New York Yankees. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You are the manager of the 27-time New York Yankees. Enough with the moping around. Enough with the taking up for these guys. It's not acceptable. They're talking about the turf. Did I just hear Aaron Boone say he got these guys off their feet to get them off the turf? It's not AstroTurf. It's not the 80s. It's not Tropicana Field. That's brand new, state-of-the-art. Like, come on, bro. What are we talking about? They just played the World Series there last year. The Rays and the Dodgers played the World Series there 3 years ago. There's nothing wrong with that playing surface. You got to get these guys off their feet. No, they got embarrassed. Nate Eovaldi shoved it up your ass. Just like Andrew Heaney. Another chance for a former Yankee to say, you guys are idiots. When I was with you, you didn't know what to do. I left. I went and won a ring elsewhere. You haven't sniffed a ring. And here we go again, going through the motions. Here we go again, approaching another October, where the New York Yankees are still living on the past as I watch, 96 in front of me, these guys celebrating? All it is, the 27-time champs living in the past. When you have all this talent on this team, and you have talent waiting in the wings, but you don't want to do the right things. You don't want to do the simple things. You don't want to respect the game. No good will come your way until you respect the game. No good will come the Yankees' way until they do the simple things. You knew DJ LeMahieu was cooked. You knew DJ did not have to be out there through this whole run. You kept running him out there, and it cost you every time. Ball will find you. The Yankees make plans, and the baseball gods laugh. They just keep doing all this nonsense. You got Trent Grisham out there pimping a grand slam like he tied or won the game down 8 runs. He's probably just saying, hey, play me over Verdugo. I'll hustle. Play me over Verdugo. I'm a left-handed hitter. 888-808-1019. I'm so fed up with it. So tired of sitting down to watch the Yankee pregame, Yankee batting practice, watch a game, get excited for the game. They are sucking the joy out of it. I cannot wait for the NFL to start. I cannot wait for them to kick that ball in the air so I can watch Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. No Yankees on the TV. And then when they play over the weekend, I could care less. I love Wrigleyville. I've been to 10 games on the north side of Chicago. But this team, they feel sorry for themselves too much. They're talking about the lights the other night. Oh, the ball got caught up in the light. State of the art LED lights over there in Globe Life Park. Too bright for the New York Yankees. These guys live off the backs of Yankees past. Because when they go to places like Texas, to places like Nationals Park, they have all of this fanfare. Yeah, because it's the Yankee tradition that has been passed down from generation to generation. Not necessarily just this team. Maybe there's some of that Judge mania. Maybe there's some of that Juan Soto mania. But these guys don't deserve all the love that they get. We waste so much time talking about the New York Yankees, and they are an average to below average team. 888-808-1019. The Mets deserve more attention. The Mets deserve more love. The Mets have been left for dead 9 different times, 10 different times, 11 different times this year. And what they're doing is respecting the game. What they're doing is playing the people that deserve to play. What they're doing is putting together pitching, hitting, defense, good bullpen management. 7-game win streak. They have an MVP candidate. They have a legitimate chance to make the postseason when people said this was going to be a year where they punted, or this was going to be a year where they're rebuilding, or where they just see how it goes. Well, surprise. The way that is going right now with a month to go until the postseason starts, right? And the Yankees today tell you they're going to get creative with the closer position. Miss me with the BS. You knew Clay Holmes was no good. You knew he wasn't a closer, but you wanted to piss on our heads and tell us it was raining the entire season. Now it's too late. Now it's too late to get creative. What are you going to do? Have a Mariano hologram come out in the Bronx next homestand? Get creative. You don't have anybody. You don't have a closer. You disrespect the trade deadline every single year, Brian Cashman. Every year. You want to hug prospects. You want to act like, oh, yeah, we have enough. I remember getting on this microphone saying the general manager, the manager, and the captain of the team all endorsed Clay Holmes. All said that Clay Holmes is their closer, and they're confident in him, and they're good, and he'll be fine. Well, he's not fine, and this team is not fine. And it's not fine if you're a Yankee fan that goes to the stadium, stands in line with thousands of other Yankees fans, pays hundreds of dollars. You guys about to pay $250 to sit in the bleachers in the wild card round and get bounced? You're a Yankee fan buying all this gear, every new New Yorker Nowhere gear that they come out with in the team store, these jerseys, these hats, Juan Soto, Judge, all this nonsense. You spend all that money. You make your kids Yankee fans. You go to the stadium. You drive an hour, 2 hours to get there for what? They're not even good at home. They're not even good in the Bronx. So just show up, get your bobbleheads, enjoy the stadium because this is a joke. Night in and night out. They just lost 3 series in a row. This was supposed to be the part of the schedule that they got fat on. They couldn't even do that. They could not even do that. There is no parade for being the best team in April and May. I wish there was. I wish there was a parade that we could have had. Could we have a Cinco de Mayo parade for the New York Yankees being the best team in baseball the first week of May? 888-808-1019. I'm tired of the excuses. The Mets don't get to make excuses. The Mets don't get to parade around like they're kings of the world and it's woe is me and mope around because they're not hitting and mope around because they're losing the game. 1-0, 5-0, Nate Eovaldi, a two-hitter, Andrew Heaney, former Yankee. Like, it's pathetic, yo. If you watch this night in and night out like I do, you know it's pathetic. You know it's not cutting it. You know that you've watched Yankees teams in the past that had some pride. That played with some effort, that it mattered to. We play today, we win today, that's it. These guys go through the motions, and it starts from the top to the bottom. They're an unserious group. They don't do the little things. Alex Verdugo has earned nothing here to be out there loafing to first base while Jason Dominguez is trying to come up here, a kid that was signed at 16, 17. You're running DJ LeMahieu out there because of a contract. We had to beg you to play Austin Wells. He would not be denied. We had to beg you. Now he's hurt. And now it's, oh, we're going to get creative when our closer blows 11 saves. Oh, we're going to get creative when we lose the lead in first place to a struggling Orioles team that got beat up by the White Sox tonight. The Mets deserve this radio station. The Mets deserve all the conversation the rest of the way. The Yankees are the most overhyped, talked about, sorry-ass team. They are not that good. They have some good players, but they don't play together as a team. They mope around. They commit errors. They throw the ball around. They have weak at-bats, and it's infectious. It's contagious. It's acceptable for Verdugo to do that because he's comfortable. He's safe. These guys are so comfortable in those hats and those jerseys that were made famous by Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio and Babe Ruth and Mariano Rivera and Bernie Williams and all these other guys in between. Not them, though. Not them, though. You guys didn't do a damn thing to be walking around like, oh, yeah, it's us against the world. A lot of teams rooting for us to lose, but it's all right in front of us. We got to go out there and take it. Shut up. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'd like to talk to Mets fans, but I know I'm going to talk to Yankee fans. But I have been impressed with this stretch for the Mets, and I knew it was coming at some point. I said a winning streak is needed. You need to win every day and hope that the teams around you, underneath you, lose here and there. And then once you do that, you'll be sitting in a good place. I don't want to call it the driver's seat, but you'll be sitting in a good place with a few weeks left to go. You'll be sitting in a good place with the Cincinnati Reds and the Blue Jays on your schedule where you'll start to feel, you know, the chill in the air. You'll start to feel October baseball coming. You'll start to feel like, hey, this is real. This is a wild card team that can make the postseason and make some noise in the postseason. Meanwhile, the almighty New York Yankees, who think that first place is a birthright of theirs and winning the division is just supposed to be handed to them, but also are just so laissez-faire. They're like, ah, whatever, we don't have to win. If we're hosting the wild card round, that's fine. No, you're crazy. You can't win back-to-back games. You could get bounced in two games on your home turf in the wild card round by anybody. And it's laughable because this year the American League with the American League Central about to put three teams into October. We don't even give any respect to the American League Central, but I bet you you put some respect on their name in October. We had to respect the Poverty Guardians just 2 years ago. And you don't want any smoke with the Houston Astros. You're kidding yourself if you're a Yankee fan calling this radio station saying you want that. Don't be stupid. It only ends one way. So we'll talk through it. I hope I'm wrong. Yankees, prove me wrong. Go out there and win. Create a lead. Take first place. Get the number one seed. Skip around because you're going to need the shortest path to the World Series and the drought. Go win the World Series. I'll see you at the parade. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls right after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manny calling signal, takes the snap, looks left, talks about first, is wide open, touchdown Giants, and a left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. Keith McPherson coming through. I don't even have a lot of time, so, you know, these shows get started a little late because first pitch is at 8:05 in Arlington, and then, you know, coming up with this Cubs series, they're all day games just because of the history and tradition out there. They didn't even have lights for a while in Wrigleyville, and I don't know. Tomorrow, I'll be on after Thursday night football. I think I'll be on a little bit earlier. Who knows with the post-game coverage there. But, like, I don't have that much time to really get in everything that I want to say. And I just opened and just said, to hell with my notes. I'm just going to speak freely about what I'm seeing from both sides. And I'll let you guys have the floor. I'll let you guys take it the rest of the way. 888-808-1019. I'm obviously a Yankees fan, but I'm a radio host here in New York City. And, you know, we have two teams. And I just think it's so unfair how much we talk about the Yankees. I'm listening today to the station all day and all the talk about Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes doesn't deserve that much conversation. No one should be surprised at this point. No one is surprised at this point. We're just trying to rationalize. We're just trying to figure out, like, how did we get to this point? How about talking about, you know, Edwin Diaz and how when Carlos Mendoza came out there after he blew the game, the second game against the Diamondbacks, he said, yeah, I expect him to get the next three, get the last three outs tomorrow. And then he did it. And they obviously went to the lab and they worked with him. And he was just humming his fastball in there, 99. And had a different look. Then you saw Sugar. You saw Sugar Diaz. Like, can we talk about stuff like that? Instead of his nonsense with Verdugo not hustling while Dominguez waits in the wings. And no, it's not about a draft pick or a Rookie of the Year award anymore. It's simply because there's no lane for him. Can we stop talking about DJ LeMahieu, Anthony Rizzo? Neither are good options. Enough was not done with the Yankees at the deadline. So we just think that it's inevitable that they're going to crash and burn at some point in October. I don't think anybody is as high on them as we were in the first half of the season. Even, you know, at the All-Star break, even just a couple weeks ago when Judge was hitting 8 home runs in a week. Like, the reality is right now the Mets got it. The Mets are going out there and playing the right way, the right brand of baseball, playing the game the right way, respecting the game from top to bottom with their decision-making, with who's playing. And you know what? I can't say enough about Francisco Lindor. And I'm not critical too much of Aaron Judge because it's hard to be. The guy is a ridiculous human being and baseball player. But I don't think Francisco Lindor would be letting anybody just loaf down first base because of how hard he plays and the example he sets. I don't know how Aaron Judge is not checking Alex Verdugo right now, who he wanted here. It's starting to fester. This stuff is being accepted. This woe is me culture, this moping around, feeling sorry for themselves, that's not going to get you a World Series. But the team chemistry, the leadership, the vibe and execution that the Mets have, I'm not saying it's going to win them a World Series, but I think it's going to win them enough games to give Mets fans an October that you don't usually get. And who knows what happens when you get there. 888-808-1019. Shout out to Tim. Shout out to Lil Timmy and Mickey from Breezy Point rocking with me right now. I opened up my DMs today on Instagram. I had my DMs off for like 2 years. You know, just coming into WFAN, it's a tough place to exist, especially when you're replacing a legend, allegedly replacing, especially when you're new, especially when you're young and you're black. There are people that can hide and be cowards online and just send you terrible messages, kind of like people sent to Lindor or Lindor's wife. And so I turned my Instagram DMs and my Twitter DMs off for almost 2 years. And someone I admire a lot had someone reach out to me and they said that they DM me. And I said, I never got it. My DMs are off. There's too many haters and cowards on the internet. And the person I admire said, Keith, you got to unlock. Like, you gotta be able to deal with it. And I'm like, I can deal with it. I'm immune to it now. But when I first got on the radio, I just didn't know how to handle, you know, all the negativity and the messages. Well, man, I unlocked my Instagram DMs today and was flooded with just a ton of love and not one negative, nasty message. So thank you, everybody that reached out. Let's have a good show. I got about an hour and 5 minutes left. Let's get to the phone. My guy, Migs. Out in Brooklyn, on the Fan. What's up, Mig?
What's good, Keith?
You know, holding it down. Man? Holding it down.
Yeah, I was able to call in. I went to the game. I'm usually not up this late. I hear you putting in work, and I'm always tuned in. Even if I don't call, Keith, I'm tuned in, brother.
Yes, sir.
And you're doing a phenomenal job. I'm glad you opened up the DMs and growing, baby, and I love to see it.
Yeah, it was time. It was just something that I forgot about until somebody business-wise was like, yeah, I have my guy reach out to you. via dance, whatever. It's not so much about me, but like I got a lot of love today that I wasn't expecting, and there's a lot more love out there. The love overpowers the hate, and I'm glad Francisco Lindor is getting love. I'm glad the Mets are getting love because, man, we hated on Lindor. All of us did in the beginning of the season. Even this Mets team, people buried him, left him for dead. They're not worth anybody's time. Nobody was pulling up to the stadium that, you know, you guys all know. And to see them come back from the dead so many times, that's the story. That's where we should be focusing our attention.
Yeah. That's why I called up. It's like, you know me, I'm a little biased when it comes to the Puerto Rican baseball players. So I'm able to, even when it comes to a Puerto Rican player, that could be on a heated rival like a Yadier Molina and
Jorge Posada.
Run to kill the Mets. Yeah, Bernie, you know, I tell you all the time. Like,
yes,
I love
sir.
These guys. So, especially when they carry themselves. And it's funny because baseball is very regional. And I feel like when the Mets fans, we traded for Edwin Diaz and Lindor, they didn't really have knowledge of them. I feel like Yankee fans knew more about them because they were in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
And there was Yankee fans talking to Mets fans like, nah, you got a baller in Lindor. And I was like, yo, if you watched him, I remember him with Cleveland when they were in the World Series, him and Javi stealing the show. The WBC, they went undefeated until the last. So I was tuned in. I already knew what we have. But I don't think we take into account in this city so much. Like, when free agents get paid in baseball teams, we have this expectation of them. And if they don't perform off the rip, we kill them. It happened to Beltran, Stanton. We could go nameless, Lindor, in year one. And we don't take into account that these kids are not like in other sports where, yeah, you know, college players, football players have their college alma mater, basketball players. Like, Lindor was drafted from Cleveland at 17 years old. The shock it has to take for a 17-year-old to, this is the only organization you know, and then you got paid all these millions, like, you're in the big apple and you have to lead this team. The uncomfortability to get from the thumbs down, like you said, his wife DM, to be where we're at now, man, it's such, I'm so proud of this man. And I tell my son all the time, because he was too young to watch Beltran, like, we're watching, Lindor's like a culmination of that 06 team that I love so much of three players. He plays with the excitement of Reyes, has the leadership of David Wright, and the gracefulness of Beltran all in one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something beautiful to watch, man. And I hope it's here for a long time, and I get to see his number go up in the rafters. And I'm enjoying the show now, man. And I miss calling up here for basketball season. I'm glad I was able to call up today, Keith. And I want to thank you, man, because this is a space where your Yankee fans, I know sometimes you're like, oh, I wish more Mets fans would call up. But it's a beautiful thing to have. I know Yankee fans appreciate that they get to call up a vent, boast with you, and keep doing your job, brother, man. We're here to support.
Got you.
It's going to be a rough basketball season.
Nah, Brooklyn,
we
don't go
gonna
there.
Be here.
I'll see you at Barclays Center, bro. We'll be all right. We're not going to lose that many
games.
I know they're thinking we're going to win 10 games. We'll be all right. Migs, you're the man. Well put, well said. You know, Lindor's got big shoulders and a big heart and a big smile. And, man, he's weathered all of these storms. And you got to champion a guy like that. You got to put respect on a guy like that. It's not easy. Like Migs was just saying, like, when you see the contract and all these zeros in the contract and what they make a year, you think that these guys are supposed to be Superman every day, no matter what. They are human beings. But they are human beings that put in their 10,000 hours, way more, by the time they get to the pros, to be superhuman on that field. And they obviously have God-given talents and abilities as well. But, like, what I'm seeing from Lindor is it's all starting to click now. He's comfortable in his own skin. He's comfortable with the team. He's comfortable with the city. And he's playing like we knew he could play. When I was seeing him with the Windians, where they win 22 games in a row, obviously went to the World Series. Like, when I was seeing him as a Yankee fan playing with the Indians, I'm like, this guy's one of the best young shortstops in the game. But it's hard to come here in New York and perform in anything. It's the hardest place to make it. If I can make it there. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the fan.
What's doing, Keith?
You know, rewatching Yankee Encore. Judge first pitch swing and pop that one up. I'm just going to get re-aggravated again because I really do feel like the Yankees let last night beat him. But you know what? Because the Yankees aren't dumb either. Like, the players, they know Clay doesn't have it, but they got to go back their guy and endorse him. They know he doesn't have it. They're shaky playing defense behind him. So I just feel like the Yankees lost that series off of a stupid decision to pitch Clay Holmes in a one-run game and to not stop the bleeding, to literally let him blow the game when he couldn't throw strikes. But anyway, how you doing, Josh?
Great. And, you know, Keith, just say, you know, this, your show's great, and every day, you know, I'm finding out more people that love you, love listening to your show, always listening. People telling me they know these people and these people, you know, keep it going. And, you know, with the Yankees game, you just got to, you know, move past, you know, you got football and what? Mm-hmm. Was it like 20 hours?
I am a sports fan. Obviously, the Yankees are my favorite team, because I watched them win World Series as a kid. And like I was able to get to this point in my life where I work for the Fan and I have access to Yankee Stadium and tickets, and obviously I'm a bleacher creature and all that other stuff. But like I love football. I mean, I played football growing up. I love basketball. I'm really into hockey now. Like, I cannot wait to go to the Devils Arena Prudential Center to start with like the hockey game. So like, I am a sports fan. This is the Fan for sports fans. I am not gonna just be like down in the dumps and sad and depressed and you know, miserable over the Yankees. This is entertainment, and there's so much entertainment out there. You can choose what you're entertained by. I'm not entertained by these Yankee games. I'm going to be off it. Like I said, I cannot wait. I'm putting in a couple same-game parlays on the Ravens-Chiefs in a few hours.
We just keep on, you know, looking at the good parts of sports. You know, we might not have to always be Nets fans now, as you see this thing coming out, but with that, but with the Mets, Keith, I was thinking, like, today they could really, if the Mets even make the playoffs, they could really make a documentary on this year, you know, started with everything seeming bad. You can even have, like, Lindor, you know, saying he misses winning, you know, with when they played the Guardians. Mm-hmm. Then you have Grimace, you have Iglesias, and then the year's starting to go back down, go four games back, and now to now. And with tonight, you know, Keith, Jesse Winker was batting over 300 and got it. Maytone, his area is under 2. I think it's like 1.74 since he got here. And, like, you know, going after those players. And how about the vision tonight? All those walks, getting the runs in. You know, Winker Grand Slam. It was a great win tonight. Unfortunately, the Rockies aren't giving us the help we need. But, you know, if the White Sox can pull one versus the Orioles, there's no reason the Rockies shouldn't be able to pull one versus the Braves.
Right, right. They can definitely play spoiler. Thanks for the call, young Josh. Appreciate you, bro. I mean, something I'll add before we go to break here, and also 888-808-1019, my last hour of the show coming up before we go to break. Yeah, this is a movie with the Mets, with the Make It Happen Mets Part 2. This is a sequel from 2022. I clipped something from SNY Mets. They said the Mets fell to 11 games under 500 on May 29th. They are now 11 games over 500, make it 12, over 500. They have a chance to become the sixth team in MLB history to have a 400 or worse winning percentage through 55 games and then have a 600-plus winning percentage after. So it's a movie in the making. Let's see where it goes. I'm having more fun every night, you know, keeping an eye on the Mets, listening to Howie Rose really enjoy, you know, his calls with whether it's Keith Rad or Pete McCarthy. I'm not sure. I got to brush up on you know, the sidekick names, the younger up-and-coming guys under Howie Rose. But I'm tapped in. I have to be, right? And as I'm miserable watching the team that I chose as a kid, where, you know, you used to think, oh, picking the Yankees, that's like, no, we are in a stretch right now where being a Yankee fan, it is not as fun as it used to be. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan for one more hour. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.